Welcome everybody, Shir number 1218. Getting back to our malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, I just want to talk a little bit about the nails. Interesting questions which come up in reference to nails. So we brought down last time the beginning of Simen Shin Mem. In Hilcha Shabbos, all the way at the end, Shin Mem, there's a few various different extremely important malachas that are very applicable on a weekly Shabbos that are brought down there. Koisev, Moichek, writing, erasing, Kareya, tearing, Toifer, sewing. Okay, but we went through most of them. But all the way in the beginning, so he starts off with our malacha of Goizeis in reference to nails. He says like this, Asur litel sa'aroi, Oitziporna, you can't take, pull out hair or nails for that matter, bein bayad, bein bekli, whether it's with one's hands or with a kli. Bein la'asmai, bein la'cherim. Okay. But the point I just want to talk about today, start to talk about a little bit in reference to use a kli. In other words, my nails are too long, I want to cut my nails, so I'll take a scissor. So using that is mamash chayiv, that's the iser min haTorah of cutting nails of goizeis. Using a kli, that's the most practical example, using a scissor. But now, if one uses their hand, what does it mean with a hand? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Aleph says, Bein bayad v'hu adin b'shinav. It's a Gemara. It brings it from the Gemara. The same thing is with one's teeth. In other words, they want to bite their nails. So it's we have to realize what the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah explaining is actually, again, from the Gemara. B'shinav, one bites their nails, it's also to do on Shabbos. You see a lot of times people, it's the problem is that it's a habit. Okay, it's not the same as when one cuts it with scissors, which is a deraisa, but biting nails is also midrabanan, and it's not allowed to be done. And people, many times, they don't realize. In other words, what we're trying to say, that it's a habit. So somebody might say, well, I have a habit. Well, what am I supposed to do? I can't control myself. Okay, listen, everybody has to try and do the best they could and to work on it, possibly during the week or whatever the case is. But we have to know that biting nails on Shabbos is definitely not allowed to be done. And people have to be very careful with it. It's not really so similar, but we spoke about a lot of times people have pieces of skin on their lips, and also it becomes a habit. They start to pull it off with their teeth or with their fingers or whatever. And then this is also it's a major problem. The Bir Halacha wanted to say that possibly pulling off the loose skin, let's say like in the winter or whatever, on chapped lips or possibly inside of the mouth, whatever the case is, but definitely on the on the lips area. It could be running into a question of a d'oraisa. Mamash, that's the regular way of doing it. When it comes to nails, the regular way is with scissors, but to do it with the hands, or like the Mishnah Berurah says from the Gemara, with one's teeth, biting their nails is also to do. So, everybody in their own situation, has to realize, and sometimes people, during the week it's very hard to control, but they have to know somehow, some way on Shabbos, to be able to work with it and to sort of like pay attention, as to what they're doing. Just the fact that it's a, it's a habit, and what should I do? And shine, life goes on. It doesn't work like that. It's Chilul Shabbos. You got to be very careful. Now, there are certain times which we want to talk about, whereby the poskim do let one bite their nails, not in conjunction with a habit, but there are certain times when a person is bitzar. In other words, let's say the nail came off, not came off, it got either was cut or it got it's breaking off possibly, and sometimes it actually hurts. And we're going to see in the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, he brings out sometimes not just hurts, but sometimes the nail is very, most of the nail is already off, not the whole nail, a piece is coming off, and it's like most of it is off already, and the mamash, every move they make, it's getting caught on things, and it's getting stuck, and it's starting to bother the person a lot. It's very bizarre for them, and he brings down that could also be a way to work with it, and one would possibly, so to use a scissor to cut it off, that you can't do. We saw the scissor as a derisa. But maybe possibly to use one's mouth to bite it off in that situation. Good, biting the nails, regular biting is also midrabanan. And a person is bizarre over there, it's very painful, or It's just extremely, extremely becoming very annoying, and it's very bothersome because it keeps on getting caught and whatever the case is, and it's pulling on their finger and everything, and it hurts. So possibly with one's mouth, one will be allowed to do it. So we'll see inside how the place can talk about it. Okay, so first of all, the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, which we've quoted from many times, beautiful Sefer written by a Talmud from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. So he brings down, he quotes his Rebbe in there and so on. So he brings down on page Tuf Kuf Mem Tes, Ois Zayin, in the Malacha of Goizis, he says, it's the Parin Shapirsha, Bein La Rechba, Bein La Arka, Bein Bovi. In other words, it's coming apart, you know, it's peeling, not so much peeling off, but it was cut, right? It was coming up, it's being removed. Or it's somehow separated, if you want to call it somehow separated. So he says like this, Vim Pesha Ruba, if it's separated a lot, not just a little bit, but it's separated mamash a lot, the Hainusha Pesha, in other words, he wants to say, how much did it separate? Ad Shanishra told her that it's like mamash pretty much hanging, right? It's hanging. And he says, Mechaberes Alideh Chibor Dak. It's just hanging by a little tiny drop over there at the end. It's hanging by a little tiny drop at the end. Doc B. Alma, he says, but oifin, in such a way, he says, shemed the sleepo that mamish, you know, could fall off at any time. But what's the case over here? So not just down like this. With Mitzah Rosa, he says, and the person, it hurts him, right? It hurts him. Sometimes you have a nail that's separated, you know, a piece was partially cut and it's already falling off. The whole thing is, you know, hanging over there, if you want to call it, and it hurts the person. So then he says, Mutter Lassir Rebbe B'Shabbos. One would be allowed to remove it with their hands on Shabbos, not with a kli. You can't take a scissor, but to pull it off with one's hands, or possibly to bite it off, which is pretty much the same thing, would be allowed b'makom tzar. Now, the interesting to note, the Sefer Yetzirah Halachos in the Malach of Goizes also, Ois Zayin and our Simon Shin Mem, he says a little bit more even that a fingernail again that's started somehow separating and it's you know, and again we're keeping in mind that most of it, the nitlash ruba, most of it is coming off, not the fingernail itself, but that whole shtickle, that whole piece, most of it is coming nitlash ruba, Oisha Netla Me Erev Shabbos. Right, a person cut their nails from Erev Shabbos, Venisha, Mixas, Sipurin, and a piece of the nail, little piece of the nail is still attached. It's pretty much coming off, but yeah, sometimes a person cuts their nails and a piece of nail is sometimes a larger piece even, that's just still like coming off or started to loosen up to like sort of like break away from the rest of the nail. For Ruba Shalai say Chelek Nitlash, the point is over here, what we want to keep in mind, and most of it is already detached on, you know, coming off. It's not, if it's only a little bit, that's running into a problem. But he says, Ruba Shaloise Chelek Nitlash, and most of it is already coming off. So then he says, in such a case, Mutalasir Biyode, one will be allowed to remove it with their hands, you know, to pull it off. Remove it Biyode, Bishabis, Anshabis, and Mitzaris, I say. Again, if the person's Mitzar and it's hurting them. But he says, an interesting thing also, even if somebody bumps into Venitra, sometimes a piece of nail, when it's off a lot, you know, any move you make, you turn around, you bump into it, keeps on getting stuck in things, and it keeps on, you know, it's pulling, you know, you touch something sometimes on the pants or a skirt, then it gets caught in the fibers. You know, the nail sometimes becomes very annoying, very problematic, and it's extremely bothersome. It keeps on getting caught in everything, behold over and everything. Mafriya Lai Harbe, it says, it's about mamsh with holding the person. The person's afraid to turn here, turn there. And he brings on the bottom, the Gamze Havi Bechlal Mitzaris, Sefer Tal Bracha B'Shem Hagoin Bal Malchze Eliyoshlit. Okay, so he brings down that from the Sefer Tal Bracha, from the Machzeh Elio and so on, that this would also be considered tzar, that a person, mamash, you know, you're afraid to make a move with your hands because this piece of nail that's already, you know, mostly off, keeps on getting stuck in everything, and it's bothering the person, bothers them a lot. So he says, with your hands you could pull it off, but makam sar, like we've been talking about, and this thing is bothering the person a lot, and also you could pull it off b'shinav, with one's teeth, the gam can have a shina, because biting the nails is also considered a shina, not the regular way. Of course, it's also to do regular biting nails can be done at Shabbos, but in such a case, he says, to remove the nail that's mostly off, right? We're keeping in mind it's mostly off with their fit, with their hands, or to remove it with their teeth, so that would be fine. Aval b'kli is also b'chalinin, but to do with a kli, a utensil like a scissor, that cannot be done. Okay, just he ends off on the bottom. He brings down interesting in Oisir Zayim when he says mutal asira biyada, when one could remove such a nail with their hands, or when it's hurting them, right? To remove with their hands, or also to remove with their teeth. So he brings down, but again, you have to keep in mind you need three conditions. Just to chazer over again, avu b'tziporin l'shech. Okay, so he says v'alkein kol sheyesh kol. As long as you have the three conditions, then you can remove it. So what is it? The nail. We're talking about the nail. Number one is mistar. It's hurting the person, right? It's hurting the person. And that's number one, it's hurting them. Number two, you have to do it with either with your hands or with your teeth, right? And not with a scissor. And upirshe ruben, it has to be something whereby the nail is already mostly detached. So that's that. Then it will be okay. Again, it's bother. It hurts them. Number one, number two, it's done. You're removing it with the teeth or with the, by hand, and also that it is detached. Pirshe ruben, it's mostly detached. Then we're going to say that it is mutter to remove on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, baruch, kol tov.